Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I love babies. And your friends, they just had a baby back in June?
Back in June, yes.
How's the baby doing?
Baby is fantastic. I was actually talking about the mom, because she had a diversion to eggs. I mentioned that earlier in the week about she had this. She loves eggs. When she came pregnant, just couldn't stand the thought of eggs. And I was talking to another buddy this week, and I just learned something that went down recently with my friends. My two buddies work together. My buddies, Jeff and Tim. I'm changing names here. Jeff is the one that had the baby. When you had Sophie and Brooklyn, would you let people touch your baby? Touch your infant? Are they still an infant after 4 or 5 months?
Oh, yeah. Well, they're still a baby. Okay. I don't even think they're an infant at that point. Well, I did always ask people, like, hey, if you want to hold her. I don't have any problem with people holding my baby. But I would just ask them to wash their hands, especially when they're that little and they don't have like any of their immunizations or anything okay. like that. Well, actually, they might have had a couple, I think, at 3 months. But I would just say, like, hey, just make sure you wash your hands. No big deal. Or do you mean like out in public? Like,
no.
Are like, ooh, look at the cute little baby, stuff like that.
Well, here's what happened with my buddy. He came to the office to show everyone the baby. The mom came and everything. And the boss, their boss, went over, who has a couple kids. I think she actually has a couple grandkids too. Went over and started to touch the baby. Oh, so cute. Da-da-da. What's her name? Da-da-da-da. Touching the baby and everything. And the mom just goes, please don't touch my baby. She didn't want anyone touching the baby. And one friend described it as that she almost snapped at their boss saying, don't touch my baby. It was kind of rude and curt about it. And he was cool and he backed off. He's like, I'm so sorry. And everything seemed fine then. My buddy was telling me ever since that incident, it's been real awkward in the office. Their boss is normally friendly and outgoing. And he's just been very short with my buddy that had the baby, whose wife said, please don't touch my baby.
I understand not wanting people to touch your baby. I do. I think there is definitely a way that you can deliver that message without coming across so short. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Is it wrong to tell people, don't touch my baby? Is it all in the delivery? Did you do that? I get it. I do get it. I really do. But I think you could just be like, oh, you know, there's stuff going around. So for right now, I'm just going to keep her with me. And I'm so sorry. Like, I promise you'll be able to hold her at some point or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I've heard people say before, like, don't touch her or don't touch him. Like, stay away. And, you know, it's all in the delivery, in my opinion.
My buddy Tim was saying that what he felt Jeff should heads up. She's protective or she's worried about germs. Please, no one touch the baby. My buddy thinks the husband should have gave the heads up to the office about how she feels about people touching the baby. He didn't say a word. So when she rolled in and boss man comes up and touchy, 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 she was very curt and very short about, please don't touch my baby.
What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Is it rude to tell people not to touch your child? Phone calls are coming in. Let's take a break here and come back because Amy is on the phone and she has a very strong opinion about this. Basically saying, hey, if I want to touch your baby, I'm going to touch your baby.
Ooh.
We're going to find out more about what she thinks and take more of your calls at 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. If you have a newborn baby and you take it out in public, do you think it's okay to tell people not to touch your baby? Amy, thank you so much for holding. You have some thoughts about this. What do you think?
Oh, my God. I cannot believe that lady was upset. Like, if you didn't want people to touch your baby, then you shouldn't have brought your baby out. Of course I'm going to touch your baby. Everybody loves babies. You know, when you bring them out, it's a big beacon. Touch my baby. As long as I'm not sick and, like, my hands are clean, I'm touching that baby.
Do you think that it's rude? Like, maybe if you say it in a nice way, like, I totally get it. And I had never really had a problem as long as people wash their hands. But is it rude to just be like, hey, for right now, we're not letting anyone touch them. Is that okay? Or are you just like, hey, it's fair game. Baby's out. Baby gets touched.
Fair game. Baby's out. Baby gets touched.
I think maybe too is in her delivery too of saying don't touch my baby. It was just very very curt and very rude. It wasn't in a oh my gosh, like you said, Mercedes, you mind washing your hands, or it's cold and flu season, would you mind not touching my baby? I think a lot was in the delivery of how she said, "Do not touch my baby," is what my buddy is how she said it to their boss, and it's still awkward 2 weeks later.
And well, in her defense, she just had a child. Okay, mm-hmm. There's a lot of things going on in a woman's body, in a woman's mind, and. You know what? It happens. And I think we need to be a little more forgiving on stuff like that. But just back to Amy's point, I'm going to agree to disagree on this. I don't think that it's fair game. If someone, does that mean we're all fair game if we go out? If you want to touch me, you can touch me? No. It's not okay.
That's a great point. You couldn't compare it to an adult. You don't want to be touched. Like, you just don't walk up and start tickling someone, do you?
Yeah. So, again, if, like, the parent's cool with it, cool. But... what do you guys think? The phones are blowing up. We're going to take more of your calls. And if you have a comment on this, do you agree? Do you agree baby out in public, fair game? Or are you like, no, we have to have a discussion about this. 702-364-9400.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. We are talking about babies and touching babies. Is it okay? Is it not okay? JC's friend, she caught some heat for telling someone not to touch their baby. And we just had a listener on, Amy, who said, hey, if a baby's out in public, it's fair game. I'm touching it. What do you think?
That's just like rude. I mean, that's my baby. You cannot touch my baby. I just had a baby. You can't touch the baby. That's like a puppy out in town. You know, if you have a puppy, I don't just go around touching your puppy, or I can't just touch your hair or your clothes. Like, how rude.
Yeah, I kind of feel like you need to at least ask. I get it. You want to touch it. Babies are adorable. But say, can I hold her, or is it okay if I touch him, or something like that? Just going in and saying, hey, this baby is all of our babies to touch, you know?
Coming in hot like the Boston.
Yeah, I agree with you, Marianne. Thank you so much for calling. Let's talk to Andriette. Hey, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. So I sort of agree with Amy. I don't think it's fair game, but I do agree with her. I mean, I feel like if you bring your child or your baby into the office, it should be expected that someone's going to come up to them and try and hold them and kiss them even. So I feel like that's expected.
But do you think that I get wanting to, but don't you think the right thing to do is ask for permission first instead of just going in?
I do agree with that. I mean, I personally wouldn't bring my baby into the office when they're that young. I know that I was snapping at everybody when I gave birth to my baby. So I probably wouldn't bring them in at all. I think it is, you know, courtesy to ask, but I also feel like you should expect that from people.
Does that change things? So the baby was born in June. This happened a couple weeks ago. So about 3 months, the baby's 3 months old. Is that still too early to bring a child out and about in public?
It depends on what your doctor
not
says, really.
Out in public. I just feel like at the office, because, you know, like the people you work with are basically your family. so they expect that, you know, they expect you letting them hold the baby or whatnot. You know, like, I did take my son out when he was 3 months old, out and about, but these were strangers. But, like, if I'm bringing them to the school I work at, for example, I know everybody's going to want to hold that baby and kiss it and grab him and, you know, touch him.
I agree with that, but that doesn't mean that they should be able to. Like, there's a lot of things I want to do, but I it doesn't mean I should be able to.
It's a good analogy. I'm not going to walk up to your Mercedes and go, oh, look at you.
Yeah, but if I offer it, like, hey, would you like to hold her? Mm-hmm. Then you could be like, yeah. But if you said no, I'd be like, what's your problem?
Hold my baby.
I don't know. I think we have to have more respect for people's personal mm-hmm. space. Shay, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. Yeah, I think that we need to be a little bit kinder to postpartum mothers. I understand why JC's friend snapped at the boss. I mean, as somebody who dealt with pretty bad postpartum anxiety, you don't just want people touching your kid willy-nilly and, you know, without your permission. And I think people need to take it easy on postpartum mothers. I think a lot of people forget what we go through right after. Like you said earlier, Mercedes, there's a lot going on in our brains.
Yeah, it's hard. It's anxiety, depression. There's so many different, like, you can go from 0 to 60 in 2 seconds. It's really hard. And so, yeah, it would be nice if the boss had a little bit of, you know, empathy and understanding for his wife, mm-hmm. because, you know, it's a tough time. It's really hard. And sometimes it takes a couple years to move past that, right, Shay?
Absolutely. My daughter is 3. I mean, granted, I just had another baby, but my daughter is 3 and I'm still not normal.
Still not right. I hear you. I hear you, Shay. Thank you so much. Let's talk to Vanessa. Vanessa, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. Definitely the last two ladies I agree with, where it's all about common courtesy. You just have to be able to allow people to acknowledge, like, hey, can I touch your baby? Maybe if you are going to bring the baby out in public, let's say a workplace, maybe warn your friends or your coworkers, like, hey, guys, like, we're going to bring her out today or this day, but if you guys can, just make sure to wash your hands or have hand sanitizer. Because, again, it is expected, especially on a workplace or a public place, that, you know, people are expecting the baby. Maybe they, you know, will want to obviously touch the baby. But absolutely respect the mother, because, like, she does go through a lot. I'm about to have a baby in 2 months, so I already have been telling my family, like, guys, when the baby's born and I'm just coming out, like, you know, let's take our time, please. Like, make sure to wash your hands, be clean, because I know everyone wants to hold this beautiful baby, but she's mine.
Yes, so, personal space. Is this
my wishes?
Is this your first baby, Vanessa?
She's going to be my second.
Your second baby? Oh, I'm so happy for you. Yeah, you got to give mom some space. And she's, you know, it's that maternal instinct that kicks in. And be kind. Like, we don't just go up to regular people. Like, you're out and about. That means I can touch you.
Yeah.
You know, don't do that.
Do you think my buddy and I were talking, saying that my friend should have gave the heads up to the people in the office. He knows how his wife is. And that to complete respect, you know, if you don't want me to touch your baby, I'm not going to touch your baby. But do you think my buddy should have gave a heads up? Like, hey, Suzanne's going to come by with the baby tomorrow. Just a heads up. You know, she's very protective. She's worried about germs. So please, no one touch the baby when she comes. We're just excited for everyone to see everyone. Do you think you should give it a warning to the office?
Well, I don't really. I guess I'm being nitpicky. Uh-huh. I don't really like the way you phrase that. Like, she's really nitpicky. Like, putting it on her.
I'm
like,
not putting it on, but I'm saying, like, is, should you give a warning?
Right.
Now?
But what the warning, I think, should be like, hey, she's a newborn and we're just kind of trying to limit the contact that we have with her. Not like, you're not my wife. You know,
no, I didn't mean. Like, I mean, like, no, that, I'm not, I'm not trying to come across that way of like, oh, the old ball and chain. Yeah. Bringing the bell. I'm saying, should you, you know, said in a proper way, listen, guys, my wife is coming in. I'm excited about this moment.
I know you all want to see the baby, and we're going to bring her in. But right now, we're just really trying to limit our contact that she has with people. So if you want to take a look, take a picture, we're totally, like, loving that. But right now, we're not letting anyone hold her. I'd be like, done. Take a selfie with the baby in the background.
And here we go. All right. So